All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees regular business meeting. It's January 9th, 2024. Call to order. It is 7 p.m. We'll start off with roll call. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Myself, Zoning Director Mike Arnold. We have the interim fire chief Shule.
Yes.
All right. We all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you call Rhonda?
He did not.
Hey, Rhonda, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, so first of all, approval of minutes. We have none for this month. We can move on to staff reports. I don't see a deputy here tonight. We have a report from Soil and Water.
Only got enough for the trustees,
okay,
so
thanks.
There's one there. These are power, some power.
Thank
things.
You. Thank you.
Great. Oh, thank
some
you.
Maps.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm struggling. Okay. Good job.
My name is Craig Smale. I'm the district administrator for the Miami Soil and Water.
And I'm Greg Clausen. I'm the urban technician for Soil and Water.
And the reason we kind of asked to come and speak to the township, because you're one of the three townships that are in the phase two stormwater area. Grant has a map. I think he's passed it out to some
yeah.
of you folks. That is in that green area there. Grant will talk a little more about it, but the green area is the whole township. The little yellow area, that's all you have in the urbanized area for the EPA. But it's enough that there is you're a part. You're a co-member of the Miami County Commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are you co-hold that permit with them. They pay for it, and then they'll bill you folks for whatever EPA bills there are for that. But the first single page I passed around are the six different categories that the EPA makes us monitor. The first one is public education. That one's pretty easy. We can distribute that through your newsletter, any information. The idea it's supposed to get to more than 50% of the residents who reside within those areas. We don't have the names of those, but we have the addresses.
Mm-hmm.
We usually don't send them stuff directly, but sometimes we do. But we just take the newsletter and figure
put something in there.
Half of those folks will try to get it.
Right.
The second one is public involvement. Participation, that one is much harder. Trying to find a group of those folks to come to some workshop or event or meeting, that's a lot more difficult. But what we found that did work last summer with Concord Township, we actually had a storm drain stenciling. It's this whole thing is about storm water and trying to keep pollutants out of the storm water, the gutters, the curb and gutter system. So what we did, Linda at that time had in May, late May, had a storm drain stenciling where they take it's basically just a like a logo or a plastic logo, and then the emblem, and they can spray paint right on the gutter, no dump, no waste, drains into the river. And we do that in a subdivision, we just pick a subdivision, Boone Park right there, just north of Irwin, Chrysler, Plymouth, and that's where we did it. And how many folks come out? Maybe two or three.
Oh.
Out of probably 80 or 100 that live there.
Mm-hmm.
That's typical.
Yeah.
But we try.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
We try, that, and that's the best way to try to get public involvement directly is in that area. So that's one of the things we do. The third one is it's septic system, it's household septic system. There are some, I didn't bring that information with me. There's probably not too many discharging in Bethel Township because really you folks are only looking at that area along Short Road, Wildcat. So that's the second part. Fourth and fifth part are construction and post-construction. Now, and that's one of the things we're seeing in Miami County, especially in Concord and now Monroe, and you folks have one area there on Wildcat that I don't know where it's at right now, where that application was, but it was for a development of an expansion greater than 1 acre in an earth moving. So if there is any development, any earth moving more than an acre within those yellow areas, they have to have an NPDS permit. So when they come to you folks, you know, when they come to Mike and someone wants to apply for a permit for zoning or something and they're looking to expand, why,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna need that NPDS. Now that they'll have to apply through EPA down in Dayton, down on Monument Avenue. I don't think it's real hard. I don't know what the fee is, probably $50 or $75, but that is something they'll have to do. And I know, like I said, we met out there last spring, and I don't know where that one stands, but that's...
It got denied.
What's that?
It got denied.
It did get denied. Okay, so that's a moot point. But if that does come up again, you know, with anywhere within that Wildcat area, I don't know if there's any expansion up on 571 between Dayton and Brandt. I don't know why that area got classified. Jerry Hurt told me a long time ago why the EPA classified that, but
probably because it all runs to Honey Creek.
There. Yeah,
that and I think at one time that was the older plans for zoning that might have been area that was maybe designated as a possible sell at some time. You know, I'm thinking maybe 15 years ago, but then that never has.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so and then the last part, the last section there is good housekeeping. Now that has to do with mainly salt, spreading salt in those areas. So I'll probably have to be getting with Andy, and mainly, you know, if Andy still takes care of that.
Andy does not take care of it. Andy
not.
Retired.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Call Mike.
Okay. So if you guys kind of know basically how much on an average that you guys put as far as tons.
Okay.
That's probably going to be the biggest thing. You don't have any cemetery. Like Concord and Monroe both have cemeteries. They have to keep track of how much 2,4-D they put down.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys do any, like any in that area, I don't know if you have like a leaf. You don't know. Okay. I think Concord's the only one that still does that. And Monroe does. They do. They actually clean out the catch basins in areas. So they give that information to us, how much silt and debris they bring up.
So we do have two cemeteries in that area.
In
that's
that
yellow.
Area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bethel East.
Okay, so
Bethel
I guess
West.
If you guys know when you spray them.
Robert.
You guys spray the cemeteries, do you, in the summer once a year?
I try not to.
Okay. If you don't, that's good.
Yeah.
But if you do, we're supposed to keep track of, like, you know, if you use 2,4-D, how much for, you know, we have to submit that to the EPA just within the area.
Bethel East and Bethel West,
yeah.
We have a little cemetery on 571 right there, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in that yellow, though, is it?
Where are
well, it's right cemetery? Along the road, so I would assume. I don't know.
Is the one, is it right there on 202?
Yeah, they're both
okay.
on 202. They're across
okay.
the road from each other.
Okay.
There's one on 571 on that north side, too, but I don't know where it falls in that.
I don't know if it, and this ain't the best map.
Mm-hmm.
They've got better maps on EPA, but if you don't zoom in, you can't see nothing.
Right.
It's, you about gotta look at it on a computer, so that's why we don't bring it in. But then I, just on this PowerPoint, I didn't want to go through all of them, but this kind of gives you folks as trustees, and I'll leave this one with you, Mike. It kind of gives a better idea of what the stormwater program is about. The first couple of pages just kind of explain the same thing that I just talked about.
Right.
So the second one just gives a detail of what the stormwater, how, what they're looking at, like changing the landscape. You know, they're talking about, they're interested in runoff, any kind of pollutants from parking lots,
mm-hmm.
like say the salt, runoff from the roads, things of that nature. We always have, every year we have, and these permits are run for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we have a theme, the EPA wants you to focus on something. So we come up, Linda's come up with a theme, like for 2024, lawn practices.
Right.
You know, we're gonna distribute, you know. We encourage folks not to over apply, you know, especially, you know, not nitrogen, but also phosphorus, granular, that's a big problem, especially around golf courses.
Right.
So, if you go to page 8, the one right there, that actually is right there on 40. I don't know where that one ever, that I know I received the plans, I don't know when that was, maybe a year and a half ago for a gas station right there at 40.
Yeah, it's a convenience store.
A convenience store, and I haven't heard any more, but you know that type of construction,
mm-hmm.
You know they have a plan. I seen the plan.
Right.
They silt fence around it, and then I'll let Grant talk about it. But within our realm, we have to go out and monitor those construction sites for runoff, and we have had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
In the other townships, especially on development, more urbanized developments, house lots, and when there's runoff, there's been a couple of instances where the complaints go to the EPA, and
mm-hmm.
the EPA come back. We actually experienced a violation in the county back in 18, and the developer was issued a violation. And then the county commissioners in turn was issued a violation for not enforcing what the developer should have been done.
Oh, wow.
So that's where we kind of started, you know, being more proactive with our site inspections.
Right.
So Grant takes care of that. He's gonna talk a little more about that.
Right, so on page 10 we have silt fences, and as you can see, these silt fences are not exactly working. Silt fences are built to keep the erosion and soil on one side of the fence there, obviously. And these, they do not, they run all over the place. And that's something we inspect to make sure that they do not run over. And if they do, we will give them, we have an inspection checklist that we make out, and we'll inspect some of the silt fences, and then as you can see on page 11, we have stake straw wattles, which is, it's kind of similar, but yet it's a little bit more practical for residential neighborhoods, so that the dump trucks and but not can get run over them, and it's still effective. That's another thing that we look at to make sure that they're doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have dandy bags. So that's that orange thing that you see on the bottom, page 11. And that's another thing that we have to, it basically controls the erosion so it doesn't go into the sewer system. And then on page 12, I believe, this shows a pretty significant amount of runoff that we will cite the developer and we'll send them something where they have to send us back, basically that they got it fixed within a month of the time we had gone out there. There's some more dandy bags on page 13. It looks like silt fence. And then, so on page 14 we have where they're trying to get vegetation or like grass and that helps with runoff also, so that it kind of absorbs that water when the runoff is when it's raining and like tonight, like that. Storm stenciling on page 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Craig was talking about earlier with
right,
the,
yeah.
getting the public involved. And I'll let Craig talk about
the clean sweep. Yeah, the canoe, the Great Miami clean sweep. They'll run from right there at Elden Bridge, right there at Troy.
Yeah.
And go all the way down to the 571 bridge, and like all those tires, we submit that to the EPA that there's all these tires and trash are being brought out.
I've done it three times probably.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of junk. It's hard to believe there's that much junk in the river.
A lot of it probably comes from up north.
It's definitely not us, right?
It's coming from upstream, so. But that's just one of the things. The rain gardens, that is something. Rain gardens is kind of something that is being seen in these green roofs in high urban areas. We haven't had a lot of experience here in Miami County because we don't have really that area. But the rain gardens, we've got a little bit of demonstration one at the Miami County
mm-hmm.
Fairgrounds. That's our building, and they are something that can be useful. EPA really likes that. They're more visible down in Cincinnati Dayton area, but they are seen to try to retain and have some green area and less runoff. So those are something that we try to bring to developers, and like I say, then that couple of those pages are just some pictures of our area, forest pavers. They're just examples of being best management practices that can be used. Probably the biggest thing that we're looking at as far as the this program is there's a report that has to be filled and that has to be completed 1st of April, and I always get with Andy about that. I'll be working with Mike now, and that's not too big down the road. We're seeing more development come in the other two townships. We figured it's probably going to come here. The enforcement side, the EPA is really getting tightened on the enforcement side of runoff of the sediment, and that's so we as an agency don't have enforcement powers or nothing like that. It would come through the Department of Development, and then they would have to send out a notice, and then they'd send a notice to the landowner that hey, you're in violation, you have so many days to comply. If not, we turn this over to the prosecutor. It's up to the prosecutor then to file to take legal action against that developer and or landowner. So, but usually that can be avoided.
Right.
A lot of times we've asked the trustees to maybe get involved. Say, hey, this is our area. These are the requirements. We encourage you to have this complete, have this corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's the best route. So we never went any other route. I say there was a violation once. That was before we really got involved. But it's better just to try to get this solved, and then that way because the complaint came from the neighbors next to it, a neighboring development. We can avoid that. That's the best. But we just wanted to share that with you and kind of update you.
Thank you.
I know you folks have a small section compared.
Yeah.
You guys, I think they're like 0.3
It's point five five.
Point five five, yeah, there you go.
You guys even measured it.
It's a pretty small area, yeah.
Still, area nonetheless.
But it's still, yeah, it's a requirement, it's a unfunded mandate, unfortunately, so, yeah, but, did you get one with the map? I'll go ahead and I'll do that for you.
Appreciate it.
If there's any, no other questions, we'll kind of let you folks get on with your meetings, so.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Hey Debbie, do you have anything to report?
Got something to share.
Okay.
Still my. Hello, Sergeant Miranda from Miami County Sheriff's Office. There isn't a necessarily particular concern for Bethel Township, but one thing that I'm trying to pass on to all residents of Miami County, Monroe Township, and Tip City, and even Troy, they've been victimized by a number of groups of juveniles and even young adults coming up from Dayton, rummaging through cars, breaking into cars, stealing cars, multiple firearms have been taken. Multiple evenings a week, vehicle had actually been stolen out of an open garage, just inside Tip City limits. So it's an issue, it hasn't been a reported issue here in your township. They're focusing on plats, not to say that those in isolated county roads won't get victimized, because that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon, and it's not really a trend now, but not too long ago, the last few years, we've had groups of people who coordinate drop-offs, and these people will walk on the property, try to find what they can find, steal what they can steal, and then they get picked up down the road.
Mm.
Just a few years ago, there was a group out of Drexel that did that over on the west side of the county. So just encourage your residents to lock their vehicles. It's all crime of opportunity. If your vehicle's locked and there's nothing in it, it's likely that they'll just pass it by. If it's unlocked, they'll go through it. If it's locked and there's something there's something of value visible, they'll smash the window and take it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So criminals have gotten pretty bold. Home invasions have become more common. So don't assume. Try not to be complacent and get too comfortable with how life is. Just be a little more vigilant and caring for your own property. If they see that your property is secure, you literally could have somebody on your property not know it. But the fact that your property is secure, they go through, see that everything's fine, and it's not likely that they'll come back. All right, so that's all I have. Are there any concerns from your citizens?
I have a question on that.
Sure.
Do the flock cameras help that?
Yes.
Or because they're going down the street?
Yes.
They do help.
Flock cameras do help in the sense that if there is a reported crime in an area, then what we can do is we can check the cameras to see what vehicles may have ventured, may have crossed the paths of that camera. The flock cameras are actually very good as far as coming up with detail. But if we don't have a suspect vehicle, it's shooting fish in a barrel in that
mm-hmm.
regard. But the flock cameras do help at least develop suspects. More often than not, they're going to come up here in stolen vehicles. They steal a car, they come up. So if they get chased, they'll just dump the vehicle. It's not uncommon for them to steal a vehicle, go and victimize a bunch of vehicles, steal other vehicles, and go to other areas. It's a never-ending cycle. But to answer your question, flock cameras have been very helpful.
Good, great.
Anything else? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Next up, we have a report from the fire department, Chief Schieber.
Interim Fire Chief Josh Schieber was able to. We are still working on our current update on our reporting software. I was able to pull reports from November, December. November of 23, we did 31 runs total. December, we did 47 runs total for a total of 78 calls for service.
Oh, that's good, huh?
Mutual aid calls, November, we did 3 were given, 1 received. In December, we get 4 given, 1 received. We did have 1 residential structure fire in the township, ended up being an electrical outlet that overheated, started a small fire on the wall. Fire was out upon our arrival. Crews did overhaul the wall, basically pulling up, checking for extension. There was no further hazards there. We did call in Tip City to assist us to cover an EMS call for us. Due to our call volume, we were already out on another existing call. We did call in November. We did go to Tip City, Elizabeth Township, and New Carlisle for EMS calls, and then we were also dispatched and canceled in Ralph for several calls. December, we had mutual aid at Bethel Clark and Huber Heights for squad calls. I am working on an end of the year report that I'll have for the next trustees meeting.
Awesome.
I believe we ended up with roughly 680 calls for service last year.
Wow, that's up, isn't it?
It looks like on our average, we're probably running about a 2-3% increase on a yearly basis almost, as it is right now.
And Elizabeth Township, are they staffing that now?
Elizabeth Township has currently switched over. They are now fully Elizabeth Township Fire Department.
They are, okay.
Underneath the township umbrella. They have their own department, no longer under New Carlisle's umbrella. They've hired their own fire chief, they hired their own personnel, and they've started staffing. They staff 2 people 24/7.
Wow.
And they take their calls, whether it be fire, EMS, as needed. So.
Wow, that's great.
As they're slowly but surely getting all their equipment together. They've had to buy all new fire gear for everybody because they didn't have anything.
Yeah, they didn't.
So
yeah.
They're having to buy fire gear for everybody, and everyone that's working there now is bringing fire gear from their current jobs.
Yeah.
In the meantime, but
they're
getting there.
Do they have an ambulance?
Yes, they just recently purchased a new ambulance right before the contract ended.
Oh, okay.
Because I think their other ambulance had finally
bit the dust.
Mm,
okay. Yeah, I knew there was some back and forth there with them for a while, so it's good. It's great.
Oh, and also, if myself, Battalion Chief Weldon, and if any of the other members, we had just recently got word of previous Lieutenant Harry Wiley III had just recently passed away. I will be attending, along with Battalion Chief Weldon, this Saturday, the 13th, his visitation at Baker and Hazel at Philadelphia in Maine at 1 o'clock.
Sorry to hear that.
He grew up there on Ross Road, if you're familiar with the two lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the road, if I'm sure everybody's seen those. But his mom had called and let us know, and I said, yeah, he was on when I started here, and he started me off and trained me a little bit, so I remembered him from many, many years ago, so I'll go pay my respects along with some other guys that have been on here for many years.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Last trustees meeting, we have no zoning certificates currently being received. Since last BZA meeting, the following application is in process. V-01-24, a variance request from Rob Hall, 8180 Palmer Road, New Carlisle, Ohio, for a 2,000 square foot accessory structure. Under County Parcel ID, A01053700. There is no meeting coming up for the Zoning Commission. There's been no applications received. Year-to-date, 0 certificates, 0 declarations. 1 variance requested to be determined. 0 conditional use requests, 0 zoning amendments. Boards and commissions, meeting this month, Miami County Planning Commission will be January 16th at 7 p.m. BZA will be January 25th at 6:30, and once again, there will be no zoning commission meeting after. That's all I have for the zoning report.
Okay.
Moving on next, township report, I will. All right, there are 18 resolutions on the agenda this evening. The first two resolutions set the board president and vice president. The next resolution appoints an assistant to the fiscal officer, and the following approves the president of the board to be the acting township administrator. The next two resolutions set the salaries for the trustees and fiscal officers for 24 and the meeting dates for 2024. The next one sets our insurance company and authorizes to pay their invoice. The next eight are organizational items for 2024, including MVRPC membership and reps, county council reps, debris sites and managers, and various duties of the trustees, fiscal officer, and staff. Following that is a resolution to change the health savings account payment schedule, a resolution to authorize updating Ohio checkbook more frequently, and a resolution to appoint an annexation liaison. Next up is trustee report.
I don't have anything.
Mrs. Reese?
Yes, one second. Okay, so these are the reports of what we've been doing on behalf of the township. So here's my report. Since our fiscal officer quit 3 work days before the end of the year during a holiday week, I have spent the majority of my time doing research and administrative tasks related to her office. I volunteered to help in this area because I feel our new fiscal officer, Rhonda Ross, should focus on ensuring our financial services such as payroll, year-end processing, paying bills, etc., continue uninterrupted. In other words, she needs to keep the township running. Since she unexpectedly had to take the fiscal officer role 3 months early without opportunity for training and without any transition help from the former fiscal officer, one of the things I took on researching was getting her some help. I found a visiting fiscal officer program to get temporary help, or we could hire a neighboring fiscal officer to help out temporarily. After more research, I located a fiscal officer within the county to help out. She helped enter a temporary budget and appropriations, which is the prerequisite to paying salaries, paying bills, processing purchase orders, and all other financial tasks. I was very pleased that the biweekly payroll, which was due last Friday, went out on Thursday, a day early. What a relief that our township employees and first responders got paid without missing a beat. I also helped with some of the administrative tasks, such as notifying appropriate entities of the changes in personnel. So that's things like bonding coverage, health insurance, the UAN system, the Board of Elections, the OTA, etc. Having forms sent to get new credit cards, and starting the process with the bank to get a new signature card set up. These are all normally handled by the fiscal officer by the end of the year or before the employee's last day of work. I've also volunteered to write the meeting minutes. I began the minutes for last week's meeting, but I have to apologize as I have not yet completed them. My hope in the future as things return to normal is that the meeting minutes are approved at the following business meeting and then posted immediately. I've also been performing some duties of our retired township administrator, such as website updates, researching issues again, preparing the agendas and posting them, monitoring sending alerts from our TextMyGov communications app. The agendas have taken most of the time as the first meetings of the year cover lots of items, including the housekeeping type of issues. The last 2 weeks have been a very interesting and very busy time. It is extremely perplexing and disappointing to me that someone elected by the community, which in my opinion is a huge honor, would then quit on them and the staff she knows so well. But I have every faith in those remaining and the new folks who committed themselves to the township. We will do whatever it takes to ensure uninterrupted service and smooth sailing for our community. That's my report.
Ms. Nick, you can report?
Nothing.
Moving on for discussion items. Visiting fiscal officer.
Yes. So these are a couple things that have happened since the last Tuesday's meeting. we have to discuss things in public. So I just wanted to share some information here. So the fiscal officer that I found in Miami County has said that she is no longer going to help us. Let me rephrase that. She's going to help us, but she's not going to come down here like she had planned. She said that there's too much work to be done. She would have to be down here all day, every day of the week to figure out what's going on and to continue. She has said she will still help by phone, you know, so if Rhonda has a question, she can call her and she'll help her.
So she quit?
Well, she hasn't quit, but yeah, and she said she was gonna donate her time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we owe her a debt of gratitude for getting what she did done and getting the payroll checks out on time, which was amazing. So I continue the pursuit then after that.
But wait a minute, she's not coming to help unless you have a call, and you can call her and still ask her, but she's not gonna come and do anything that's entering things into the UAN system.
Correct.
So she essentially quit.
Yes, but she will still help. But she will not come here to help. So I continued the pursuit of what I thought was called the traveling fiscal officer, but it's called the visiting fiscal officer. This is a program that's offered by UAN, which is the accounting system, through the auditor office. So they sent me some information, and there's two people that are relatively close. One is in Champaign County and one is in Clinton County. And I talked to the guy in Champaign County. Unfortunately, his wife has been sick for several months, and he will not be able to come here physically and help, but he said that he would also help by phone, and because he's part of this program, he can help virtually. So there's a way to, you know, for him to get on the system with Rhonda as if he's sitting next to her and walk her through things and train her that way. He costs a lot more money, $75 an hour. I talked to Rhonda about this already. Can't talk to you guys except at the meeting, so we've already talked, and Rhonda would like to go ahead and hire him, and so he's there to help. We've got it all set up, and if she ends up not using him, then we don't have to use him just because he's been set up. The second person in Clinton County, I have not talked to her yet. She didn't call me back, so I just started this yesterday, obviously. So that's beyond that. The closest one was like on the other side of Columbus and way up north. So that's my information on that. You guys have anything you wanna?
I talked to Rhonda as well on it, and she feels comfortable with this gentleman. And the only question I have is that Rhonda was told that there was no Bethel Township computer laptop for her. Mrs. Watson apparently did township business on her personal computer, which I find really hard to understand considering its financial information and it's township related.
Well, you're logging on to a UAN system.
It's her personal computer.
But you're not downloading stuff to your computer, you're logging on to their system. It's all stored on their system. That's how it works.
But her stored information is on her personal computer.
Her stored information is her ID and her... It is.
I'm just saying, Beth, that
you store
never...
it on the cloud for the UAN. That's
you
where
can
it's
store
stored.
It on the cloud, but you don't use your personal computer for that kind of stuff.
Well, if you're not going to work from here and you have a laptop, you can log into the system and it's the same thing. VPN, it's stored in the cloud where everything else is.
I'm not making an accusation about anything, Beth.
Certainly sounds that way to me.
I just said Rhonda doesn't have a laptop. There's no laptop here for Rhonda that belongs to the township for Rhonda to conduct business on. Mrs. Watson conducted township business on her personal computer.
Well, I conduct township business on my personal computer. So will you. The township doesn't give you a computer.
I'm not.
So did you want to get her a computer?
Absolutely.
Is that your point?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's just skip ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I guess you have to authorize that once you figure out.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so we're moving on to electronic payments and warrants.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got one more thing in the discussion items that I didn't know if I was going to get all the information on this, but I've done some research on eliminating the administrative assistant to the fire chief. We talked about this at the last meeting. I did talk to Josh and told him that Rhonda had said she will fill that position but doesn't want a second job because, well, it doesn't matter. So he said if that was the case, he would be okay with eliminating that position. I also spoke with the prosecuting attorney, Chris, assistant prosecuting attorney, Mr. Englert, and asked him about eliminating it, and he said he did not see a problem with it. It started as a voluntary position. The duties are going to be taken over by somebody, and so he doesn't see an issue with eliminating that. So I recommend that we go ahead and eliminate that position when we get to the action items. Comments? Questions?
I don't have any.
Okay. Sorry, Mike. I didn't have that one on there because I just heard back today.
All right. Moving on to electronic payments and warrants.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I should have been after that. So the electronic payments and warrants. Rhonda, did you want to discuss this one? Basically, we don't have a report yet because there were higher priorities. So I just thought maybe we could skip it for this time and just have more of them on the next one. We always approve it after they're already paid anyhow. So.
And I don't have access yet to do any electronic. They haven't given me access yet, correct?
Right. That's right. Correct.
Yeah. And we've got to get Miss Watson's name out of the system because things are printing with her name on them.
And Mr. Black.
And Mr. Black. It prints with Trustee Van Heeren and Trustee Reese.
Yeah, no, I saw my
too.
Check, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's automatic. Those signatures are stored somewhere in the UAN system, and so, yeah, those will have to be out of there. The lady at the bank, like I said, is working on a new signature card. We all have to sign the paperwork, as you know. And then we'll get a new one of those, so.
And quite frankly, I'm not comfortable with stuff going out in somebody else's name. And if I was her, I would not want my name on stuff that I'm no longer doing, so.
Agree.
Good.
So we're okay with not doing these for this?
We don't have them, so.
Yeah, we don't have
them.
Okay.
Any public comments on the items on the agenda? Ms. Clark.
Don Black, 7245 East Singer Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45424. I was notified that my name was on those checks, so I figure it'll take you a little bit of time to get it off, but I would appreciate that because I did not approve those checks. The other thing, I was at the workshop meeting and you talked about hiring Pat to train Rhonda, and I wondered, did you get much out of that?
I sat with Pat on Sunday and she showed me as much as she could show me, but when she walked in, that's when she told us that she was not going to no longer help me. She did say that if I needed help, especially with payroll, that I could call her and she could walk me through that so that there's no issue next Friday for payroll. So
Was that the only time she came here then?
She came with, she came through the day, a couple days last week. That's how they've got the checks out, and that's how they got the appropriations done. And then she worked with me on Sunday.
So who was she training those days?
She was looking into everything to see how to get it done, see what needed to be done and how to get it done. So she wasn't really
training anybody. She was.
I understood that that's why she decided that she was not going to do it, was because that she thought she was going to be training you and you weren't there, you know, because you have another job, and you explained that all up front. But that's why Pat says she's not doing the job.
That's not what she told us.
That's not true.
That's not what she told me at all.
Okay. I just.
And she apologized over and over and over again. She just had said that it was a lot.
Right.
And there's 37 employees compared to her 10. And there's a lot of going on.
Wait, how do you know all this already?
Because I had a conversation with her directly as this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was concerned about whether or not payroll would be made. We also have to do the W-2s. We've got a lot of year-end stuff that should be done in the next couple of weeks. So I made the call to Rhonda, had a very at length conversation with Rhonda. Pat was there and kind of got the feel that it was too much for Pat.
Mm-hmm.
There was too much involved this late in the year to start the new year. For her, she just didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't realize that it was something that was, some of the things that should have been done were not done to finish the year out.
But you don't know what those things are.
I can tell you that.
Sure.
It was more to do with the retirement plan information.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out the W-2s, getting
the retirement
out.
Retirement plan information?
There's deferred,
deferred payments.
Mm-hmm. To OPRS?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
And AFLAC?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's four
and
things
I have a note.
Did not get done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those things she felt like should have been done and ready to go. And she didn't have time to really sit down and go over and do all of that.
Those doesn't seem like they're related to payroll, though.
Our highest priority when she came was to get the payroll out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she did what she had to do.
I totally agree with you. So I'm just wondering why we're bringing up AFLAC and W-2, and now she's quitting on because
no,
of that.
No, I think she's just saying those are some of the reasons that there's an overwhelming amount of work that needs to be done. And I wasn't even aware of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was happy that the year in taxes... look like they're done for the most
the
part.
Federal,
that was the only thing I heard.
The big ones, the federal, the state.
Yeah.
But
all this doesn't matter. I mean, she
left,
and now we're in the situation
right.
where we have to
right.
Recoup, and hopefully this new guy can help and until we can find somebody else, and then she can get some training.
Mm-hmm.
So will the new guy come at night?
He will not come at all. He will do virtual training.
Oh, okay.
Which he's working with two other different counties. Or
he's a fiscal officer now for.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's
no.
He has a lot going on. Plus, his wife is ill.
Right.
Okay.
So he's not going to travel at this time. But he is willing to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just glad we found out how much work Andy and Debbie done that we didn't know about, because we never heard about that all the previous years. So it's good they done such a good job on that. Thank you.
Is there any more comments on the agenda? We'll move on to action items.
This is where I read this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Resolution number 24-01-003, a resolution electing Julie Reese president of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County. Do I read motion by or?
You say, do I have a motion?
Do I have a motion?
Yes.
You say, I make a motion to bring resolution, to vote on resolution 2401-03, rather than just yes.
Or you can say so moved.
So moved.
And I need a second. Seconded by?
I'll second it.
Okay. Do we got to do a discussion or before I ask for a vote or?
Yes, ask for discussion.
Okay. Do we have any discussion?
Hearing none.
Okay. Now we're going to go for a vote. Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Oh, I went through this. Did I go through that wrong?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. I'll get this, I promise.
You're doing great.
Okay, the next item is resolution number 24-01-004, a resolution electing Kama Dick Vice President of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County. Do I have a motion?
I can do these now.
Oh, okay.
The motion, you just read the thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Do I have a motion? I will make the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Kama. Now, Fiscal Officer Ross, will you please call the roll?
Hang on, let me get this down here. I don't want to write so fast.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, vote. I'm supposed to do it in the order motion by Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Do I say motion carried or?
Yeah, awesome. Motion carried.
Okay.
I should say that, yes. Don liked to bang the gavel, but I'm not going to bang it. 2-1. Motion passes.
Okay. Resolution number 21-01-005, a resolution to appoint Kathy Fortunato as Assistant of the Fiscal Officer as authorized by Section 507.021 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do I have a motion?
Yeah. Motion. So moved.
Okay. Second? I will second it. Any discussion?
I do have a lot of discussion on
okay.
this one. First of all, Rhonda, I would like to know your thought process behind selecting Kathy Fortunato as your assistant. And this is a huge responsibility. So since it's only one candidate that you're bringing to us, and you absolutely have this right to do that, I just want to know how you selected her and what the...
She was recommended to me, and then I spoke with her so that
Who
I could...
Who recommended her to you?
A friend of mine.
Okay.
And I spoke with her because I wanted to see if... see how I thought she would work out, and I wanted to see how she would work with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke with her, and she is retired. She's
mm-hmm.
from Bethel Township,
mm-hmm.
and she's done some treasurer's work. And I feel that we could work together
mm-hmm.
and work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I come to that conclusion.
Okay.
I've had other people that have, like, friends of mine that have offered to help
mm-hmm.
me, and one being, I don't know Kathy, so I'm not bringing in a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't from the township, so I felt it was best if somebody that lived in the township would be a better candidate.
Okay.
Further discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Fiscal Officer Ross, could you please call the roll?
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Motion passes.
Sorry, motion passes 2-1. Thank you.
You're welcome. Resolution number 24-01-006, a resolution to appoint the president of the Board of Trustees as acting township administrator as authorized by section 505.031 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion. So moved.
Do I have a second? I will second it. Discussion?
I do have some discussion. I'm not sure why you feel like you need to do this. And we also had a whole workshop meeting last Tuesday and never, ever brought this up. I thought everybody was dividing the tasks of the administrator and Mike was going to fill in. And so all of a sudden, you're going to be the administrator?
Well, so I read the, I told you I've been doing a lot of research the last couple weeks. And as I was reading through the ORC, I came across this where somebody should be,
I read the same section.
I know. The advice outside of that was that somebody should be appointed to have somebody with the responsibility.
The
so,
advice, who gave you that advice?
It doesn't matter.
Actually, it does matter. This is our township. We are the township's trustees. And it does matter to me who gave you that advice.
Well, I've talked to the state auditor, OTA. I've talked to resources in the, I can't remember the name of them. I've talked to a lot of people. So that was one of the things that was given to me as advice. And it sounds reasonable to me that there should be somebody that people can go to, as in the buck stops here. So the ORC rule said that, yes, it can be the president of the board. So hence we have the resolution. And we didn't talk about it last week because I didn't know about it. And I should have put that on the other list. I apologize for that. I forgot about that one. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal to give somebody the responsibility. But yes, we are still going to divide up the responsibilities and Mike is going to take some of them.
So what's the benefit of you being the township administrator then?
It's just the acting, right? It's not acting township administrator. And I just said that so that there is somebody that people can go to ultimately and say, this is the person.
But they can go to any trustee and do the same exact thing.
Well, not necessarily, because there are some things specifically that have been resolution that the township administrator is responsible for.
Such as?
I don't know. I'd have to go back through the resolutions.
Well, you're bringing them up as a reason that you want to be the township administrator, so I think you should have those in mind as to what they are. And I only say this because for townships who don't have an administrator, they don't elect. Ask any of the other townships within Miami County that don't have an administrator.
Agreed, but we did have an administrator, and this is what the ORC says for those townships with an administrator who is not there currently.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, in this case he retired, but it could be that he resigned, it could be that he's out sick, or just not in the position.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the ORC rules.
I did read the ORC rules, so I know that. What I don't understand from the ORC, though, is that what's the scope of your duties? Why is it that the buck stops with you you're the person they go to? People come to all of us all the time with questions and answers. You can't act as and make a decision in and of your own accord because you are a trustee. That has big ramifications. All the trustees have to weigh in on that.
I agree with that, but the ORC says that the president of the board can be appointed as the acting township administrator.
Right, can. So, it doesn't have to be.
So, but obviously there can't be a conflict there if they allow it.
Mm.
So I'm not saying I'm going to make decisions.
It power grab to me.
Would you like to be the acting?
I'd love it.
Well, we've already motioned.
Call the vote. Rhonda, please.
I don't know if I'm done talking about this.
She has every right to do that.
I have every right to call that.
Call the vote.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
No.
Motion carries 2-1. Thanks for waiting.
Resolution number 24-01-007, a resolution establishing the salaries for the trustees and fiscal officer for year 2024 in accordance with section 505.24 and section 507.09 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mrs. Dick, do I have a second? I will second it. Any discussion?
Nope. I looked it up on the OTA. It's all good.
Okay.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-008, a resolution setting the times, dates, and places for meetings of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County for calendar year 2024.
Do I have a motion?
Motioned.
Do I have a second? I will second it. Any discussion?
I do have discussion. We have a new fiscal officer, we have a new trustee, we have a new interim fire chief, we have Mike doing a lot of the administrator work. We have a new township acting township administrator. I feel like reducing our meetings is just asking for problems. I don't want to do any more meetings than anybody has to, but wow, in terms of being transparent and having these discussions in the open, we're reducing this almost by half. Actually, it is by half. And I do have some concerns with that.
Okay. My thinking is that these are just the regular meetings that we put on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we can call a special meeting anytime if it's needed, if there's something that has to be done. So,
well, here's the deal. I clear my calendar so that I can make as many regularly scheduled meetings as possible. And I assume that almost everybody on this board does the same. If I learn 48 hours before that we need a special meeting, I don't have it in my calendar, maybe I'm gone, maybe I'm not here.
That's a possibility.
But in an effort to be as transparent as possible and have our discussions, we're training an awful lot of new people, and we've got an awful lot of moving parts. We would hate to forget something as important as getting the stuff to the auditor on time or paying such and such a bill on time. I don't want to meet any more than anybody else, but I do have a big concern that things will fall through the cracks.
So would you like to add more meetings? Is that what you're saying?
I would.
And for how long?
What do you mean for how long?
Well, you said especially now because there's a lot of things going on.
I have no idea how long we think it's going to take to train everybody. We thought we had Pat Quillen in here and now she's gone. And if this other guy, if his wife gets even more sick, is he going to also have the same thing happen? I mean, we don't know. It would be great, but we don't know.
Does that really affect the trustee meetings?
I don't think transparency is a good argument for the meetings.
Yeah.
Being transparent, you know, is doing things in public, but she's not going to be trained in public, so I don't follow the logic of that. Payments we approve after they're paid, so you know, there's the standard things we do in January and February are, you know, things that can be done at a single meeting for the month. There's just not that many things happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you that there could be some things that come up because of the situation we're in. I mean, Debbie quitting has caused, a lot. But I just think if we desperately need something, that we can do a special meeting.
I agree.
That's my feeling.
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Sure.
Yes?
So, if you have a special meeting that you need to call and you all can't get together, can you schedule it to when you can get together?
Yes.
As long as we give sufficient notice.
Okay.
An emergent, and if it's a true emergency, it's, I don't know, I don't think there's any notice required for that, a couple hours. You have to notice the people that are gonna be at the meeting. And only two out of three of us would have to be there to form a quorum. So if all three of us can't make it, but two of us can, we could still hold a special or emergency meeting.
So really, it's not that big of a deal, because you're not gonna be trained in front of the public anyway. Yours is gonna be done either remotely or behind closed doors, so.
I'm not talking about what she, if she can do payroll or not. I'm talking about all the stuff that has to be filed with the auditor's office, all this auditor's office, all the, you know.
She's not gonna do that in front of.
But it has to be done at a certain timeline. She has to present it to the trustees in time so that we can get it to the auditor's office
mm-hmm.
before the deadline. Things like that.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. And I think
you
that
are
that,
well aware of that?
Yes, I'm well aware of it. I mean, it was made very clear to me when she was discussing it with Pat that there were deadlines about a number of things that have to be met. So I think we all know that there are deadlines that have to be met. But the reality is that those deadlines are met by her, and then she brings it to us. And then we do our due diligence.
We have to vote on a lot of that stuff, but you know what? Let's go with this. That's
but in
great.
In the next 2 months, that's what I'm saying. I went through all the agendas, and most of it is just standard. How many extra things?
The certificate of estimated resources is due by the end of March.
Okay, that's 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope we're not going to be in flux 2.5 months from now.
Okay.
And if we are, we call an emergency meeting or a
great.
Special meeting.
Okay.
I was thinking a little closer in. I would have a tendency to agree with you more. Like, you know, if the guy from...
I just have no idea. I have no idea how long it will take to train these people. I don't know.
I don't think it's too long. Okay. Any further discussion? Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Motion carries 2-1.
Resolution number 24-01-009, a resolution selecting Otarma as the insurance carrier and plan for the township's liability, automobile liability, wrongful act coverage, automobile physical and property coverage for 2024, as well as authorizing the expenditure of township funds for said plan and authorizing the administrator to execute all documents associated with the plan on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
Motion.
So moved. Do I hear a second? I will second it. Any discussion?
Who's calling Otarma to have them come in? Is that you, Julie?
I can, yes.
When we are the township administrator now, so.
Acting township administrator.
Oh, ATA, got it.
I don't know what that, that's not part of the resolution.
I'm just
asking. This is to pay the bill.
It's to pay the bill, but usually they come in and we go over the bill before, so. We know exactly what we're getting. And if we've added any new trucks, which we have added a new vehicle, we need to make sure that's on there. So while we're doing this, even though it's not part of the resolution, we want to make sure that everything that we have is covered.
Agreed. This is selecting them and authorizing to pay the bill.
Got it.
Any further discussion? Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-010, a resolution authorizing the payment of dues to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission in accordance with section 505.70 of the Ohio Revised Code at a cost of $2,521.74.
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-01-010.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Trustee Van Haren.
Yep.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-001, a resolution appointing Trustee Reese as representative and Trustee Dick as alternate to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have
I'll second that.
Thank you.
It's resolution 011. I think you said 001.
Okay, sorry.
I know it doesn't make a difference. Just for the record.
Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-012, a resolution appointing Mike Arnold as representative to the Technical Advisory Committee of the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission.
Do I have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-01-012.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-013, a resolution appointing Trustee Dick as representative and Trustee Reese as alternate representative to the Miami County Council.
Do I have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-01-013.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-014, a resolution appointing Trustee Van Haren and Trustee Dick as representatives to the Bethel Township Volunteer Firefighter Dependents Fund.
Do I have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-01-014. Missed an E in trustee on that.
Oh, yeah. That was a copy problem. I fixed it on the resolution, I believe. I'll just make sure of that. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, any discussion? Yeah.
None.
Okay. Hearing none.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-015, a resolution designating Bethel West Cemetery and Friendship Park as the designated debris collection site for Bethel Township as required by the Miami County Debris Management Plan.
Do I have a motion?
Yes. So motion.
I second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-016, a resolution designating Mike Arnold as the debris manager for Bethel Township as required by the Miami County Debris Management Plan.
Move for the adoption of resolution 24-01-016.
Second.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none. Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-017, a resolution assigning various duties for trustees and staff for the year 2024.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Our motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-018, a resolution authorizing a change to the health savings account payment schedule.
Do I have a motion?
A motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-019, a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer to update the Ohio checkbook on a monthly basis to ensure timely transparency of expenditures for the taxpayers.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
And a second? I will second it. Any discussion?
I think that if this is what you guys want to do, it's great. I like that it's not required until June 2024. I feel like there's an awful lot on Rhonda's plate, and we want to ensure that she's successful in this role, not overloaded.
And that's why that clause is in there.
Yeah, no.
So, further discussion?
Nope.
Okay.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-01-020, a resolution appointing Trustee Dick as liaison for the purpose of annexation discussion with the City of Huber Heights.
Do I have a motion?
Yes, motion.
And a second? I will second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0. And then I have two more based on the previous discussion. And
same ones, pass down?
Yeah, just pass one down. And Josh, there's one here for you too. I thought you'd be sitting up here, sorry. So this is the resolution based on the previous discussion. As I said, I found a... It's the same one.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you said
two.
Okay.
No, I meant one.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So this is based on the for the visiting fiscal officer program. The person I spoke with, his name is Richard Ford. So I created a resolution to enter into a contract with him at an hourly rate of $75 an hour, not to exceed an overall cost of $2,000.
Thought we did Pat Quillen for $15,000.
We did, but she was coming here, and as I told you at the time, I expected if she stayed the whole time through the 3 months, would have estimated it to be probably around $7,000. When I spoke with Richard, I asked him about this, and what he said was he does not nickel and dime people, so if she just calls up and asks a question, he's not going to bill us. But mm-hmm. if he gets on with her and shows her how to do something, you know, and it takes
right.
an hour, then he's going to bill us for that time. Mm-hmm. So he felt that $2,000 would probably
okay.
be a good cap to set.
Mm-hmm.
And if we turns out we need more, then we can come back and adjust that.
I think that preparing financial documents and providing training for the Bethel Township Fiscal Officer and the Bethel Township Fiscal Officer Assistant at an hourly rate of $75 per hour. I would prefer that it says that in there. They're not training us. So that's at the top.
Yeah, you want me to add all that in
there? I would like it to say Bethel Township Fiscal Officer.
And assistant.
Assistant to the fiscal officer. And then it says that again at the bottom. In the last paragraph, be it resolved.
Gotcha. I'm okay with those changes.
I
it's more specific. It's
fine with me. Are you just going to read that into the record and then go back and?
Well, we haven't motioned yet, so we can motion to accept what we've reviewed with amended.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
Oh, yes, I motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
No.
Further discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Has to be done.
Okay. Hearing none?
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. And here's the second one. Brand new paper, I guess.
For me.
Also one for you, Josh, in there. Okay, so this resolution is based on the second one of the conversations to eliminate the position of administrative assistant to the fire chief. We didn't read the last one, so.
Do you want me to read it? Do you want me to read it?
Sure, go ahead.
Resolution number 24-01-022, a resolution eliminating the position of administrative assistant to the fire chief. Am I reading all of it? Whereas resolution number 20-12-093 established the position of administrative assistant to the fire chief to perform such duties as payroll, grant reporting, budgeting, medical billing, and ordering, and whereas the fiscal officer has agreed to assist the fire chief with said duties, and whereas Bethel Township no longer has a need for a separate administrative assistant to the fire chief position, and whereas the current interim fire chief agrees the position is no longer needed, providing the fiscal officer assists, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County, that the Board of Trustees eliminates the position of administrative assistant to the fire chief.
Do I have a motion?
Motioned. So motioned.
Do I have a second? Still reading?
I'm still reading.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I'm only okay with this if Josh has said that he's okay with it. And so if you're fine with it, then I don't have a problem with it.
Josh, you've said it, you're okay
yes.
with it.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Fiscal Officer Ross, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Okay, next is
Motion passes.
Motion passes 3-0. Sorry, thank you. Public comments on any topic?
Yes. I guess I'm somewhat public. My only question is, I started here long before we had township administrator. So now it's going to be confusing. I just want to get clarification. Now I have a township administrator and a trustee. Same person. Who does the fire department refer to? Because before, when it was only three trustees, I had one trustee was my designee related to the fire department, and if I had issues, I went to that one trustee, that's who I talked to, answered to. That was my go-to. If I had issues, I went to them, then they discussed it, you know, with amongst themselves. That way I only have one voice, one person to deal with. Now I've got, where before I had Andy, and he dealt with you guys.
Yeah, and the fire chief before it was a dual role never reported to the administrator. They always reported to the trustees.
So now, myself, it's going to get confusing if I have, you know, trustee slash administrator or three trustees. I just need to know specifically who am I going to.
Well, when I talked to you earlier today, we had this conversation, and you said that you would report to Julie. So now you're saying...
I just want to make sure that that's the way we're going to do for certain.
Why don't you tell us what you would like and let us determine whether or not that's feasible.
Well,
I'd like to ask a question.
I just want one person. It doesn't matter who.
You don't care who it is. Then
I don't care who it is.
So let me ask you a question first. When did a trustee get designated to the fire department?
Back when all three trustees were giving the fire chief direction.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have an administrator.
I mean, basically, it's not so much they were in charge of the fire department. It was, if we had any issues or anything like that.
Right.
It was...
We had an administrator. The fire chief did not report to the administrator. The fire chief reports to the trustees, but we designated one trustee to be the liaison because all three trustees would talk to the fire chief and give them differing opinions of what they thought should happen.
There was one trustee that, you know, dealt with Robert, you know, that handled the road issues, and one trustee that handled, like, you guys just had all your duties.
Mm-hmm.
You divided them up. You didn't have the administrator, like Mike or whatever, that handled the day-to-day and took care of everything.
Well,
Back then, it was trustee.
But even when we had Bill Lutz and Mike, before we made Mike, what was her name?
I know.
Kate. The fire chief still reported to the trustees, not to the administrator. And then we made it one trustee.
Yes. Yeah, when Mike became both.
Co-fire chief and then... Andy, right.
Are you okay with having him report to you?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think that...
Yeah, I just don't want any confusion. That way, you know, if I have whatever I got going on, I'll send everything to one, and then you can send it out to, or I mean, I'm going to copy you in either way, but that way I'm not getting pulled in three different directions. You know, I can only handle one.
Yeah, I mean, as a trustee, we're supposed to make decisions as a board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to make an individual decision as a trustee. Now, if it's something maybe administrator related, then, you know, it's just like you said, to give somebody to go to, that there's one person that can do that. So I would say we try it that way, and, you know, we're feeling our way here, right? Because we've had a township administrator for a lot of years. So until we can get another one, we have to do something in the meantime.
My main thing is I just wanted to make sure that I knew who my go-to was, you know, as we go forward. You know, like I said, you know, we're in the middle of a tsunami, and we're treading water here, and let's get over it.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
I don't know. She
Yeah, Rhonda may not agree.
Thanks.
Can you guys hear my stomach growling? Sorry.
Well, at least you're not coughing.
Yeah, not as much.
Yeah.
Okay, any more, where are we at? Public comments on any topic? Yes, sir.
Don Black, 7245 East Singer Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45424. I guess I got three questions. One, are you actively looking for an administrator?
We have agreed to delay that for now, just as we've delayed looking for a fire chief for now.
Yeah, I thought we just agreed to do the fire chief. I didn't think we agreed to delay the administrator. Did we agree to delay the administrator? I don't remember even talking about it. I just mentioned the fire chief.
I thought we did at the last meeting.
I was at the workshop and it was not mentioned there. I just didn't.
Yeah, I just thought it was the fire chief.
For some reason, I thought it was both.
I thought it was both as well.
What's that?
We had that discussion in the meeting and it was both.
I will beg to differ on that one. I don't recall having that discussion. I recall saying specifically, let's delay the fire chief right now. We've got a lot of moving parts. I don't recall saying administrator.
Yeah, you raised the concern in there, as I recall, but I don't think
for the fire chief.
For the township administrator, not delaying it, but I think that we disagreed and decided to delay it. There's a lot going on, as you said, so let's just get through this.
Well, I was there.
I was trying to find it in the notes.
I didn't remember that being a topic whatsoever. Anyway, then my second question is I don't agree with you cutting the meetings out. I was one for thinking there should be a meeting every Tuesday so that we've got the citizens' input, and if there was issues, we could bring them up. But you've decided to go to one workshop, one, and that's your decision. So like when the Otarma guy, when you get together with him as the three trustees to go over the inventory and all, are you going to do that at night, or will that be of a day, or how will that be?
It depends on when he's available. Or she.
But it'll be a public meeting then?
It depends on when they're available.
Yeah, it'll have to be a public meeting.
I wrote delay.
Delay? I didn't bring mine, so I don't know. So.
Okay. Then, Julie, with you becoming the acting administrator, township administrator, you know, you've reminded me two or three times that me and Beth couldn't be in the same room or we couldn't do things together. That's going to limit Kama and Beth being able to come to the office up here, correct? You don't think by being the acting administrator you can violate the Sunshine Law, do you?
I do not. I believe wholeheartedly in the Sunshine Law, as you are well aware. So even to ask that is insulting. It's not that we cannot be in the same building. We cannot discuss business. So, and it would be better if we were not in the building at the same time.
If we're going to the township building, we're probably going to discuss that.
Okay, let me finish. I said it would be better.
I was standing right here, and Beth was standing right there, and you walked by right here, and you said, you know, you two can't be in the building together.
No, I did not say that.
Yes,
well,
you did.
No, I did not.
I just
the rule is that you cannot discuss business with another person. It's for us, it's three people, so two people is considered a quorum, and I will never do that. I will never pick up the phone and call them. I will not text them. I will not discuss business with them. But there are you can disseminate information as long as you do not have a discussion. So I have been doing that, for instance, with the things that I have been doing over the last 2 weeks. I send Rhonda an email, I copy them, and say, I have called this person, I've talked to that person, here's the status. That I can do, but we cannot discuss it. So
you can talk with her.
I can talk with Rhonda.
With these two.
Correct. And I will not do that.
You were at the school board meeting last night.
Yes.
And I was at the school board meeting last night, and so
yes.
was Julie. And
yes.
we were in the same room together.
I never had a problem, and I totally understand what Julie's saying. But I'm saying the last 2 years, she's given us hell over the Sunshine Law, And now all of these changes here is getting it to where whether you want to or you don't want to, it would be very easy to be violating it. And I don't want to see that happen.
It's only...
Well, and that is a real problem if you're going to start having office hours as well. You definitely have to make sure that you're not there at the same time. And I don't know how you check do that.
I understand it, and I think that every trustee lived by it the last 30, 40, 50 years. But when you came along, you made that, I mean, you just harped and harped and...
Yeah, because I believe in the Sunshine Law.
Now that you're the central in charge person, that the rules don't change.
The rules are not going to change. Okay. I'm not going to be up here all the time. I'm with you that it would be better if we were not in the building at the same time, just because you don't want to even give the hint of impropriety.
Correct.
So either we create a schedule. I'm not planning on being up here all the time. Or, you know, I leave if somebody's there, or, you know, we can work it out.
Okay.
But the true rule is that you just cannot discuss business.
I even understood it when you was preaching to us.
Okay.
I
would never tell you you couldn't be in the same room, though.
You absolutely, 100%,
did. Mm. Yeah, even in
and
that
I
exact
can,
location.
I'm within 3 inches of where my feet were.
Anyway, I know I wouldn't say
thank
that.
Thank you. I just am glad to hear your commitment to not violate Sunshine Law.
Absolutely not. I will not do it. Any other public comments on any topic? Okay, hearing none. One more page, kids. Do I read the announcements? Who knows?
I don't know.
I think
not my idea.
Mike? Usually Andy read those, right?
Mm-hmm.
January 10th will be the deadline to apply for the open zoning board seats. Send an email to Mike Arnold, mike.arnold@bethantownship.org, indicating your interest. January 15th, the township offices will be closed in observance of Martin Luther King Day. January 25th, BZA meeting at 6:30 p.m. No zoning commission meeting following. January 30th, trustee workshop meeting, township meeting room at 7 p.m. February 6th, trustee regular business meeting, same place, 7 p.m. February 7th, Historical Society meeting, Township meeting room at 7 p.m. February 22nd, BZA meeting at 6:30 p.m. if needed. Zoning Commission at 7:30 if needed. February 27th, Trustee Workshop meeting, Township meeting room, 7 p.m. That's all I have for announcements.
Thank you. Okay, so our next item is a motion to enter into executive session. The first paragraph is the actual code. I put that in there. Pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, unless the public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual requests a public hearing. Except as otherwise provided by law, no public body shall hold an executive session for the discipline of an elected official for conduct related to the performance of the elected official's official duties or for the elected official's removal from office. So part of this, it goes on after that, but one thing you have to do is specify what part of that you're entering into executive session for. So the motion is for the purpose of compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Typically, we tell you if there could be a vote or not coming out of this, and the answer to that is yes.
The answer is
yes. I'm not sure it's possible.
Well, you may have a vote.
We may have a vote after the session. Time into executive session will be 8:41. Stop the recording, yes.
How will we know when you're out of the executive session?
You will not.
You won't.
So just stand there at the door and wait?
Stand at the door in the rain and wait.
Can you blink the lights?